Hi there, I'm Katie Rose, and welcome to The Rooted Reinvention, a podcast exploring the real-world journey of reinventing who we are without burning out or burning our whole life down. I teach people how to make lasting change by melding my Masters in Neuroscience and my Cognitive Therapy qualification with common self-help tools, spiritual concepts, and my personal experience. Because being yourself doesn't need to feel so damn hard. To get more information on podcast episodes, please visit rootedreinvention.com/podcast. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope that you're having a good week so far. And let's just leave my greeting at that, shall we? The working title of today's episode is What If I Mess It Up? And this is a question that was asked not specifically of me, but then led to a conversation to answer that question in as realistic terms as possible. So a lot of the time when we are looking to improve our lives, when we are looking to do anything new, start a new habit, when we're about to have a new transition in our life, we have this kind of what if narrative. Some people call this the inner critic. Some people call it anxiety. Some people call it panic weasels. I call it my fear called kitten. If that doesn't make sense to you, I will be linking the blog post about that in the show notes. But we have these kind of what if thoughts. Human beings as a species have brains which are wired to look for patterns, to question things, to be curious, and to think ahead. And that gives us what tends to be seen as anxiety. And those what if questions, what if it rains on my wedding day? What if something happens that means I'm going to get hurt? What if this doesn't go right? And our brain is coming up with those questions with the idea that we are natural problem solvers. We are designed to problem solve, that we are natural problem solvers, and that often when our brain is asking a question, we can then come up with some answer or some backup solution if that thing were to happen and kind of plan a little bit for the eventualities. And to some extent, what if I mess it up is a question that you could come up with some backup plans for. Okay, what would it look like if you messed up? Oh, well, I'd fall over, I'd trip, drop the important thing, I'd forget my lines, I'd spill drink on that person I like, whatever the... I'm trying to think through different situations where we have this, it's so common. But you could consider that and then think, well, what would I do in that situation? If I were to mess it up, what are my options? What would my options be? But I'm particularly thinking about that question when it is stopping us from taking the action entirely. So in the context of the conversation I had, it was, you know, am I demanding perfection when I should be just trying something out and learning? Am I trying to prove to myself something or to someone else that, like, I can do this and that's the reason I'm doing it? And that it feels really uncomfortable to be like, you know, what if this goes wrong? Equally, what if it goes right? What if it doesn't feel the way I think it will? This is something that I remember trying to get my head around when I was younger, that the fear of failure is in its own way a fear of success and vice versa. Because when you have success, most of your fears come from losing that success and thus failing. And most of the fear of succeeding is that if we get to that thing, then people expect it of us. And then what if we fail those expectations? So success and failure can kind of go hand in hand when it comes to fears, anxieties, what if questions. And I think we've all experienced that thing where we have a what if thought and it stops us from even trying. And one of the concepts that we teach in cognitive behavioral therapy is that you are a scientist. So you as the experimenter in your own life are looking for evidence of what does and doesn't work and experimenting. And then when something doesn't work, you've learned from it. So the idea being, well, if I mess this up, or if it doesn't feel the way I think it will, or if I think actually I've taken the wrong path here, then you've learned something really important, some really useful information, which will then help you tweak it to work better next time. And I always think of Edison learning 900 ways of how not to make a light bulb. What have you, you know, oh, you've failed again. No, I've just learned 900 ways that it will not work. And if we were able to think about our life in that way, I wonder how many of us would try a little longer and therefore maybe succeed at things. I recently saw a TED talk by Mark Rober, on the Super Mario effect, which is essentially how gaming works, but they've also done studies where they've used this in real life situations. If when you die, you just start back at the beginning of a level, you're more likely to continue than if you get a little message saying that was wrong, you're going to give up a lot quicker. And if we're, and the, I'll link you to a TED talk that I saw by, I think it's Mark Rober, on the Super Mario effect, which I'm going to very briefly summarise to the best of my knowledge, which is if you give two sets of people the same task to do, and with half of them, you say, oh, you got that wrong, and then put them back at the beginning, versus when they do something and they get it wrong, you just put them back at the beginning, i.e. as if you've just fallen down a hole in Mario games, it then just puts you back at the beginning of the level. The people who were told that they were wrong did not do as many attempts as the people who were not given that feedback and just were put back in the same place again, and they therefore succeeded at a lower rate. So what this can tell us, at least on some level, around human nature, is that if we are told this is wrong, this is a failing, this is a problem, this didn't go the way it was meant to, then we are less likely to try as much as if we're not told, and we are less likely, therefore, to succeed. And the only difference is that those who play Super Mario pretty much expect and accept that they're going to fall down a hole here and there, they're going to walk into a Goomba, they're going to hit that spike trap, they're going to get trolled by a door that takes them into a pit. But if you go into a game, you expect to fall, to die, to fail, and then you just start again. And that if we can do this in our lives, so rather than sort of thinking, oh, what if I fail, remembering or believing or coming to the understanding that failing, that not succeeding is part of succeeding, that it's part of the journey. And for me, this shows up whenever I do something and I think, oh, I didn't do that right. It's having to redefine in my own brain sort of the language I use. And this isn't a failure, and this isn't a, oh, I've ruined it or I've wrecked the opportunity. It's, huh, that's really interesting. I'm so curious about why that didn't work. It looks like this, this, and this is why it didn't work. So I wonder what would be better next time. And kind of understanding that it's only through climbing a mountain that we get to the view at the top. And if we were just able to walk up there, it wouldn't be nearly as satisfying as if we've climbed and kind of got over obstacles. So the next time you think, well, what if I mess it up? What if it doesn't go the way I want it to? What if I don't feel the way I think I'm going to? And I'm linking that last one particularly around the fact that it's January and resolutions and goals are quite common at this point, that we might be sort of on track with our goals and not feeling as brilliant as we thought we might. That this is all part of the journey. This is all information that will help us to then make an informed decision about it later on in life or in the next decision we have to make. And that it's okay to mess it up, because if you're not messing it up, you're not learning all the different ways it's not going to work. And eventually you're going to fall quite far. Whereas at least if you're tripping every couple of steps, You're only losing a step of, you're losing one step at a time, and then you're able to get up again and move forward. Thanks very much for listening. I hope you and your loved ones are all staying safe and well and healthy at this time of year. and I'll speak to you again next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And as always, you can find out more at rootedreinvention.com. Take care. Remember, you are more capable than you often realize. And I'll see you next time. Bye.